celebrating micro, small and medium enterprises right here. Tali ke saath business ki baat.
Exciting conversations with inspiring entrepreneurs who've time and again broken the mold. That's what this episode is made of. Thank you so much for tuning in, and you're with me, Niharika. Today, let me introduce you to the co-founder of Herbice India, Mrs. Seema Baid. Their specialty is manufacturing organic herbal products. But what's more interesting to note is that they've been able to establish a market despite tough competition from bigger brands. I can only say that intimate connection with customers and product innovation happen to be their strengths. Without further ado, let's find out more from Seema ji herself. Welcome to this episode, Seema ji, and thank you so much for joining us today. Lovely to have you.
Thank you, Niharika.
So your organization is pretty young, yet very successful. I hear that you generated 25 lakhs of revenue in the first year itself. So would you like to recap the previous years for us and take us through how it went?
First of all, I would like to thank you for considering our current journey as a successful one. And Herbice India is our new venture. Actually, we launched it in 2020 after the outbreak of COVID-19. Before Herbice India, we had ventured in entrepreneurship with our clothing brand, which is Bellazon. So it helped us to prepare for this venture, Herbice India. But what I feel is nobody's journey is seamless or smooth. We all stumble, we have our setbacks. But I believe that the difficulties which come in our life, they don't come just like that. There are many whispers which we keep getting in life. And when we ignore those whispers, we get a scream finally. And so did happen with me. From the tender age of 7, I kept getting many whispers in the form of critical health issues. And I had many major surgeries in my life. But I got a scream when I was diagnosed with fourth stage ovarian cancer in 2012. And that was the time, amidst all the chaos, when I was struggling for survival, I had a revelation that life has always been giving me a second chance for a bigger and a better purpose. And now it's my chance, it's my time to take it and move forward. Because we as women, we tend to limit ourselves for the aspirations of our family. We try to limit our aspirations. So from then, the journey as an entrepreneur began.
I think that's quite interesting to note, because what I could understand is all of that life threw at you, it built a certain resilience in you, right? That's a trait which is required by entrepreneurs. And this is a question I would have asked you later, but I think it seems fitting right now. So what's the one advice that you would like to give to new entrepreneurs, somebody who's just starting out in their journey and somebody, you know, who's just come up with a new product or a service and wants to take it forward?
I think, Niharika, being your own boss is the ultimate career goal for many graduates, because many people are moving into service and professionals. But I think being an entrepreneur is a great thing, because then you have an opportunity to employ so many people, give employment, and in any part of life you have obstacles. But I think if you have a solid business plan, if you have a road testing map or a guide for your ideas, if you build a strong network, because I think your network is your net worth. So you have to build a strong network and a strong team. And the most important thing for a business, I think, is finances. So you have to get your finances in order. But last but not the least, I think, and I firmly believe, that patience and perseverance is one thing that helps to survive and thrive your entrepreneurship journey. And I think the best your brand ambassadors are your happy clients. So I have always believed in that, and I would advise that for the new and budding entrepreneurs too.
Absolutely. And I also hear that your product is the most important out of all of these things, right? I mean, if you get the product right, you're halfway there, right? So how have you been able to achieve the correct product market fit, and how is your brand setting itself apart from others? Organic is a word that we keep hearing very often, and it's much in demand as well.
Yeah, post-pandemic, I think immunity and healthy lifestyle has become the buzzword. Everybody is talking about organic things, healthy lifestyle. And so had it happened when we moved from ethnic clothes and partying to aprons, all of us were in aprons during the lockdown. That was the time when our thought process also evolved in many ways. And that was the time when we thought, why not produce something which would take care of all this? Because every day we were trying for new things which would help us to boost our immunity. So to build our product also, we used the expertise and we used the formulas and the recipes which were traditionally used by our grandparents to build the right formula for the right thing. Like we use turmeric, but it's said that when turmeric is not used in the best way, like when you, if pepper is not added to turmeric, the absorption of turmeric does not happen in our body. So whatever we had devised, wo scientifically humne usko study kiya, uske baad hi humne us product ko create kiya. And we did a lot of testing also for our products. We created samples, distributed it in big apartments and with our friends, relatives, and we got the feedback from them. So, because I believe the feedback from our clients is the most important thing to build a strong brand. Because your client jo aapke products ko use kar rahe hai, unke upar hi aapka brand ka success depend karta hai. So we tried those products, tested those products. After getting a good feedback, we launched the products. So that has helped in the success and giving us a good market. And secondly, we were already into business with Herbice India, and Pan India we've had clients. So we had a market, we already had a market for our product because we had happy customers and clients Pan India. So that also helps us to move in the market.
Absolutely. And as you were talking, Dadi Maa ke Nuskhe is what came to my mind, you know, natural remedies all the way. There's nothing better than natural and organic. But I want to know, what's the secret recipe of your brand's success? You started the business along with two of your sisters. So ideally, I would see that you're three co-founders. Would you want to talk to us about that as well?
Yeah, sisters are, I think, soulmates. And growing up with them, I think I got to know the strengths. We got to know each other's strengths very well. So like my younger sister Pallavi, she is one who has been very good with designing and she's been a good cook with recipes and all that. So we used her strength for designing clothes and for getting a market for Bellizon. And we used her passion for cooking, for designing and devising our recipes also. So she was the one who created our secret formulas, the handcrafted golden milk and the kadha and all the products we have, the wide range of products we have in Herbice India. Because herbs and spices is the main thing, which is the main ingredient of our products. So she looks into the procurement to the production. She is the one who takes care of it. The eldest sister, my eldest sister Prabha, she is the one, being the elder one, she was always into the administration. So she was the best at that. So she takes care of the administration and the accounts part of it. And I am there for marketing online and offline. So we built a strong team around us. And now we are successfully doing in both of the ventures.
Soulmates and strong teammates, I think sisters are everything and nothing better than facing challenges with them. So which brings me to my next question, you know, when you have co-founders, especially two at that, does it become easier to face challenges? And also in the organic space, what's the biggest challenge that your company has faced till now and how did you overcome it?
Actually, I think when you are a three strong bond team and when you understand each other properly, and there are people who, three of us with three strengths, I think it's better we can handle all the challenges and obstacles in a better way. Because whenever we have an obstacle or a challenge, we have an opportunity to sit, discuss and manage it well. So it definitely helps when you're having soulmates, sisters or partners. So you should always have a strong team with the, but transparency is the thing, I think that is the key word, and trust and transparency is the key word which will help you grow and meet your obstacles also. Because without that, I think it's not possible to move forward together in any ways. And apart from that, yes, obstacles are there, but you should always know how to turn your obstacles, your difficulties into opportunities. And the main obstacles with the organic thing or with the spices is ki shelf life. The shelf life of the product is very small, like it can be 6 months to 9 months. So major obstacle is that. So we do not produce our product in huge quantity. We just focus on how much is the requirement so that we can give fresh products to our clients. So we produce them in small quantities. The products are handcrafted and we know the demand which would be coming so that we do not have a vacuum also in the market. So in that way, we manage our obstacles.
That's great to know, actually, and also heartening because you see possibilities and examples in front of you that ways, right? Anyways, I think it's time for a short break, Seemaji. There's still a lot left to ask you, but we'll be right back and I request our listeners to stay tuned as well.
Financial reporting is integral for the success of all businesses. But all businesses must ensure that they get these insightful reports swiftly and frequently. Want to know why? 1. They help you hold your employees accountable for their performance. 2. You understand your liability and liquidity status promptly. 3. They help you identify trends in your company's finances and give you an insight on the way forward. For more such tips, stay tuned to our podcast, your very own MSME Success Stories Show. Tali ke saath, business ki baat.
Welcome back. We're in conversation with Mrs. Seema Bey, the co-founder of Herbais India. And so far, we've heard a lot from her about her journey and how the company started, the challenges they faced along the way. Now it's time to dwell a little upon her vision for the future and how they wish to expand globally. So ma'am, talking about that, do you have any plans of expanding internationally? I ask this specifically because there is a huge Indian population overseas. And also, they've started preferring organic products over other ones. You yourself said, you know, that after the pandemic, the focus on this has increased. So do you want to take us in that direction for a brief moment?
Actually, at present, we are looking into the Indian market and we want to expand ourselves pan-India. But since we have started with our live sessions, we are doing live on IVA, going live on IVA. So we are getting clients from across the borders too. So we are getting clients across the borders for both our brands and we've got happy clients across the borders also. But internationally, we do not want to go much into international production. We want to stay for the Indian market because Indian, I think we should first cater, charity begins at home and first we should cater to the needs of our Indian market and then we should move further. So there's lots of possibilities in India and I want to stick to the Indian market. But if we have clients from abroad, we definitely look into their needs too.
Right, absolutely. And I hear that you're based primarily in West Bengal and Sikkim. So do you see a region-to-region difference in terms of how people perceive these products, their mindset regarding skincare, beauty and health? And have you had to modify your products as such because of different regions?
So I think, yes, region to region, it depends. But the products are crafted in such a way that according to your region, you can make a choice of your product. Like Sikkim, Gangtok and Darjeeling, wahan thand rehti hai. So we have products like Golden Milk, which is a blend of haldi and turmeric and many other herbs and spices, which helps to boost your immunity as well as it's very good for cold and cough. We have a product like ImmunoBoost, which helps to boost your immunity. It's a blend of 17 herbs and spices. In fact, it's the potent kadha which the dadima or the nanima used to make. But since we have children who are studying away from their hometowns, we have aged parents who are staying alone. So we have crafted our products in such a way so that they are easily available to everybody and they are easy to prepare. And so they are region to region. We have products which can be used by people of different regions. Secondly, I think education and awareness is one of the most important things. Before launching our brand, we started educating people about the importance and the medicinal properties each herbs and spices have in our Indian kitchen. The Indian kitchen is one Ayurvedic science, I think, where each and every ingredient in itself is a medicine. So we started with how moringa helps, how curry patta helps in healing us, in our beauty and skin care, how they help us. So we made posts on each and every product, like on we made posts on cumin seeds, we made posts on carom seeds, on curry leaves, on moringa and all the different herbs and spices, which well educated them that the products have been used and designed in such a way that in any ways, in any form you use them, they will definitely induce your immunity, make you look healthy and feel healthy from inside and outside also.
I think educating your customers about something is the best way to market it to them. So, has that been one of the ways through which you've differentiated your marketing and promotional materials to distinguish yourself from the competition? And also, I'd love to know which marketing platforms have worked the best for you so far and show promise for the future as well.
Talking about marketing, as you already know that we have already a good clientele base with our brand Bellazone. So it was not difficult for us to find clients. And secondly, I think change is the only constant. So you'll have to change with the times and adapt to the social media platforms. And you'll have to keep upscaling and upskilling yourself. So we did so. We were not so tech friendly, but since the time is so, we had to upskill ourselves with the technology, learn new ways of promotion. So yes, social media is one platform which has helped us tremendously in promoting our products. Secondly, I think creating brand visibility because what is visible, that is only sellable and that is only profitable. Because I feel your profitability totally depends on your visibility. So you will have to always be visible to your clients. You will never have to be away from their minds. So you have to create that sort of visibility, and your network is your net worth. So I really work hard on my network. And I faced this problem when I was an entrepreneur. So to build up my network, we started doing with exhibitions, because exhibition is one place where you can meet and get associated one-to-one with your clients. You get an opportunity to do one-to-one with your clients, because when you're advertising your product, it's just you're just giving them knowledge about the product, but you do not get the feedback at the same time. So when you are doing an exhibition or promoting yourself one-to-one to your product, to your clients, it's the best way where you can get the feedback there and then from them, and it helps you to improve on the quality and the kind of services you are providing to your clients. So, and then I faced another thing which I faced was networking, in problem with networking. So I became the founder of one of the first networking, women's networking organization, to help women upskill themselves and to soar high in the sky of success. So I started with Shripreneurs Networking, which is the first women's networking organization in Siliguri. And we are 50 members, and the members are getting great business from each other, helping each other to grow. And we are now ready to launch a few more chapters of SPM.
Absolutely. And with that, I realize it's almost time for us to take your leave. But before I can do that, there's one last thing I would like to know, what's the current business environment like for organic companies like Herbais? And as a representative of your industry, what changes do you think can help businesses in your line of work?
I think life is a full circle, and we are at the point where we want to go back to our roots. Because we are seeing technology is definitely a boon to mankind, but it has its own drawbacks also. So I think going back to organic products and the old recipes of our grandmoms is the best way to be healthy, to be fit, to be beautiful. Because I think before we had all the beauty salons and so many makeup industry, I think we had only besan and haldi to make us look beautiful, or the uptans which our grandmoms made for us, and they work perfectly for making every woman look beautiful. So definitely traditions, we should go back to our tradition, learn from our tradition. We are coming back to yoga, we are coming back to so many things. And I think the Indian culture, Indian lifestyle is the best acknowledged lifestyle globally. So going back to the Indian culture is the best way you can promote your business, your brand, and the brands like
India have a huge market in India, and definitely they
good profit also. And at the same time, I think you're serving mankind by making them feel happy, look good.
Old is gold. I think they didn't say that without reason, So absolutely, it's natural home remedies and Dadi Maa ke Nuskhe all the way. And with that, we wrap up this episode with Herbais India. The conversation just flowed so organically. Thank you so much, Seema Ji, for joining us today. It was lovely spending time with you.
Thank you so much, Niharika. It was great having a conversation with you.
Likewise, and we'll be back some other time with another interesting conversation. So I would urge all our listeners to follow us and to keep listening to Tally Podcast. This is me, Niharika, taking your leave. See you next time.
Celebrating micro, small and medium enterprises right here. Tally ke saath, business ki baat.